I'm Dino Españolas. I'm a bariatric surgeon and weight loss surgeon with Stony Brook Medicine. Okay. Our website is bariatrics.stonybrookmedicine.edu, when someone can get more information about our comprehensive center, which has multiple sites on Long Island, including the advanced specialty care site in Commack.
Dr. Españolas, a new study says that bariatric surgery could have significant health benefits. First of all, let's describe for our listeners what bariatric surgery actually is. What is done during the procedure?
There's many different procedures that fit this category of bariatric surgery. There's different terms for this entire group, bariatric surgery being one, metabolic surgery being another, because there's a huge impact on someone's metabolism. But within this group of procedures, the two most common ones are the laparoscopic gastric bypass and sleeve gastrectomy procedures. So during these procedures, we decrease the volume of the stomach for the sleeve gastrectomy, where a patient has approximately 85% of their stomach, which is our food tank, removed. With the gastric bypass, we decrease the gastric reservoir again to approximately the size of an egg. Mm-hmm. And then we reroute the intestine to connect it to this new small stomach. It's difficult with words to depict it, but those are the two procedures, two most common procedures that we do.
You did a great job in describing them. But before we consider the benefits that are striking, what are the risks of doing just the surgery in the first place?
That's a great question. And I get this all the time. And really, when we meet with patients who are interested in any option for weight loss, and then we dive into bariatric surgery, what are the risks and what are the benefits? In terms of the safety of surgery, over the last 30 years, maybe 40 years, there has been an immense progress in the safety of surgery. The chance of a major complication at the time of surgery is less than 2%. So it's pretty small. And the chance of death is less than 1 in 1,000. Mm. To put that in perspective, the chance of complications with a lot of more common procedures is significantly higher than this. Things like, let's say, a cholecystectomy, like removal of the gallbladder, the chance of death during, you know, at the time of that procedure is very similar. So just to, again, put something in perspective with other procedures even more commonly done.
I know that sometimes when somebody has to have surgery and they're overweight, they're told, hey, you better lose some weight before you undergo the surgery. Obviously, in this case, that is not the case. Is there anything special done during bariatric surgery when the operation is performed on a person that is so overweight?
Just like you said, many other procedures where weight is not the primary goal, the extra weight does make those procedures more difficult and complex and higher risk. But with bariatric surgery, that's the primary focus. So the risk that I mentioned, you know, factor in that these are heavier individuals, oftentimes with a lot of comorbidities like heart disease and diabetes, which are things that we deal with a lot, and that's really why this new study really hit the nail, is because we deal with these problems on a daily basis. Now, when it comes to the safer conduct of these operations, a lot of it has to do with experience and specialized training to be doing these. So we've had thousands of patients experience here, and we're able to do them in a safe manner.
Yeah. Now, this new study, does this excite you?
So this was a study that came out of Cleveland Clinic system, and they went backwards and looked at over 8 years patients who had surgery with extra weight and diabetes, and then they were able to look through their medical system, their health system, to find patients with similar comorbidities, so similarly extra weight and diabetes, similar age, and then they compared it over time. And what they found was that the patients who chose to have surgery experienced a 40% decrease in the chance of having strokes and heart attacks.
Wow.
Over time.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a significant impact, positive impact in someone's health and cardiovascular health.
So you're talking about meds, for example?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be perceived that meds have no effect, because I'm sure if you are, you know, that is true. If you're poorly controlled diabetic, or if you don't take your blood pressure and all your medications, you're going to fare off even worse. But such a benefit in decreasing strokes and heart attacks, a 40% decrease, is not easily done without surgery.
Do you find, doctor, another question I've had over the years, that sometimes if somebody goes through bariatric surgery, they are no longer diabetic after a while? Has that happened? Yeah.
Yes, that is actually very common. Mm-hmm. We've known this since the late 80s, but it really hasn't been, maybe about 5 years ago, where we had very high quality research published in the most prestigious medical journals that really verifies exactly what you said, that surgery affords the opportunity for what's termed diabetes remission, diabetes going away. If you get all patients with diabetes, and within that range you have people who are a little bit diabetic and others who are much more diabetic, the chance of diabetes remission a year after surgery is upwards of 70%.
That's incredible. Anything else that you want to add that I may not have asked you about, or if you'd like to go back and underline something that you said?
One part that I wanted to emphasize is that previous studies over the last couple of years have shown similar cardiovascular benefit in the range of 30 to 40% decrease in the chance of getting hearts and strokes. But the fascinating part with this study is that it was headed by a cardiologist. So the chair of the Cardiovascular Institute in Cleveland Clinic, a very well-known cardiologist, really spearheaded this study, realizing that this is a unique opportunity for patients with diabetes that are at an increased cardiovascular risk. And I think that really speaks to the magnitude of the benefit that patients can get.